Chapter 52. Gloria Chase lived in an upscale part of Ocean View and only a short drive from her boyfriend, Dennis Langley. It was also about a 20-minute drive to Cummins's house. She was a knockout in her mid-30s, with long blonde hair and perceptive blue eyes. She had on a short white skirt that, by contrast, emphasized her long tanned legs. Her home was expensive, and the woman seemed the same to Decker. His creds got him in the front door, and they sat across from each other in a small, light-filled space off the kitchen. "Are you a lawyer as well?" he asked.
"No, I have my own business. An internet services platform to help startups in Florida. Business is booming. I'm printing money."
"Congrats. The Aston Martin outside looks new."
"It is. I understand you want to talk about Dennis?"
"That's right."
"I'm sure he told you that he spent the night with me when Julia Cummins was killed."
"He did."
"Dennis wouldn't hurt a fly,"
she said. "No flies were hurt. It was his ex-girlfriend who was murdered." She shifted, crossed her legs, and did the same with her arms, a classic defensive posture during questioning. Decker had expected to see it at some point, just not this soon.
"When did he get to your house that night?"
"Oh, around 8.
"And when did he leave?"
"The next morning. He was due in court."
"He never left you that night?" asked Decker.
"To use the bathroom."
"But he never left the house."
She looked a little less certain and a little more defiant.
"He ran to the liquor store to get some more gin."
"How long was he gone?"
15-20 minutes, tops."
"What time was this?"
"Around midnight."
20 minutes, you're sure?" he asked.
"Yes, it's the all-night place down on the right before you turn into my neighborhood, Ricardo's."
"He ever get physical with you? Abusive?"
"Never. If he did, it would be over in 2 seconds. I don't tolerate that."
"Some men don't care if women don't like it."
"Dennis is not that kind of guy. He's very nice and gentle."
"A gentle man with a gun."
"He has every right to protect himself."
"Did he ever mention Julia Cummins to you?" he asked.
"A few times, and I met her once."
Decker stiffened.
"Really? When was that?"
"Dennis and I had been dating for maybe a month. We were at a restaurant, a little French bistro in Naples called Café Midi. She was there."
"Alone?" said Decker.
"No, she had some kid with her."
"Kid?"
"I call him a kid, but he was huge. Looked like an athlete."
"Her son, Tyler."
Decker showed her a photo on his phone.
"Yeah, that's him."
"Was there anyone else with her?"
"Yes, an older woman, rail thin with badly permed hair, and she reeked of alcohol."
"Doris Klein?"
"I don't know. She never said her name, but she looked 3 sheets to the wind."
"So what happened?"
"Dennis took me over to their table and we said hello. Frankly, I think Dennis did it to sort of show me off to Cummins."
"How did she react?"
"She was pleasant. We spoke for a bit and that was it. We left."
"What was your impression of the judge?" asked Decker.
"She seemed very put together. I could see why Dennis would be attracted to her. Her friend was a very different sort. I wouldn't have necessarily put them together."
"They're neighbors. Did you speak to Tyler?"
"No, but he did give me the eye."
She smiled demurely.
"He's clearly a red-blooded American male."
"Anything else you can tell me?"
"Just that I'm certain Dennis had nothing to do with what happened. I've dated guys who could be violent, creepy, and controlling, Agent Decker. They try to hide it, but they give off a definite vibe after a while. Dennis has none of that."
"Some hide it better than others."
"I think you're barking up the wrong tree."
"I bark up lots of trees till I find the right one."
"I understand that a man was also found dead at her house,"
she said. "That's right."
"Were they dating?"
Chase asked.
"I'm not sure."
"How can you not be sure? Didn't anyone know?"
"It's complicated," replied Decker.
"I guess murder is often complicated."
"Actually, the act of murder is usually pretty simple. It's everything else that's complicated."